Okay, maybe April 1st, but March Madness is still not quite over for college basketball. Tomorrow, the Final Four teams play on the men's side.
50 years ago, there was a little less hoopla around the tournament. In 1966, you couldn't even watch the championship live in some cities. But those who did tune in got to see a little bit of basketball and civil rights history.
We're ready to go. Stand by. The game is underway.
Until that season, no college basketball team had ever started five black players. Then came Texas Western.
The Texas Western takes over.
When the season began, nobody expected much of a small school from El Paso. But 27 wins and just one loss later, here they were, playing in the sport's biggest game against its biggest juggernaut, the Kentucky Wildcats.
Wildcats getting ready to move now. No
At the time, Kentucky was an all-white team and always had been.
Before the game began, Texas Western coach Don Haskins gave his team a pep talk. And he told his players, the Kentucky coach had said, I'll never let five black boys beat me.
Here's Texas Western starting center Dave Latin remembering that pregame conversation in an event held at the university.
We were stunned.
Latin was skeptical. He asked his teammate Bobby Joe Hill, do you really think the Kentucky coach said that?
And Bobby looked at me and said, you know, we're not going to lose this game. So if that put gasoline on the fire, then coach did a great job.
In the first basket of the game, Latin dunked the ball. Texas Western won easily 72-65.
Now, Dave Latin's grandson, Kadeem Latin, is actually playing in the Final Four for Oklahoma. Kadeem talked to the AP about his grandfather. He says it's important to remember that even though the starting five were all black, the team was racially integrated.
So biracial brotherhood, this togetherness, the fact that they were all like a unit and they knew what they were getting into and they still wanted to fight with each other. And that's just a beautiful thing.
50 years after Texas Western's historic win, Dave Latin will be back in the arena to watch his grandson play.